It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing, Josh?
Doing really good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I got to see a couple of really old good friends and get to hang out with them for a little while and got some shopping in.
Got some free lumber.
Got some free lumber. Yeah. Anybody drove by my place, I just kept thinking of that Progressive commercial. Who just gives away wood?
Yes, you found somebody who did. Now you have to build something.
I got some plans.
Okay. You'll work on it. You'll keep us posted.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Emil Paul Zanow. Emil was born on January 1st, 1918 in Arena Township in Lacaparral County. He passed away on March 6th, 2009. He was one of the founding members of the Madison VFW Post 1656. That's still going strong. And he was also a custodian at the Lacaparral County Courthouse for a few years. Anyways, he entered active duty on March 6, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army Air Force, was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on September 24, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an aerial gunner with the 3704th Army Air Force. He was a waste gunner on a B-24 Liberator bomber. So I'm sure he had some pretty good stories.
I bet he did.
Yeah, he participated in air offensives over Europe, including Normandy, southern France, and the Rhineland. Some medals and ribbons that he earned, he had an air crew member badge. He was a sharpshooter with a rifle, a marksman with a pistol, earned the air medal with 4 oak leaf clusters, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, 1 overseas service bar. He spent 8 months overseas as a waste gunner, and a lapel button. So thank you, Emil, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Hats off to all the veterans, and every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, the VA has awarded $418 million in grants to help veterans and families at risk of homelessness. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a press release came out on July 6th announcing funds awarded as grants to help prevent veteran homelessness among veterans and their immediate family members. Department of Veterans Affairs awarded $418 million in grants to more than 260 nonprofit organizations in June, allowing low-income veteran families around the nation to access service under Supportive Services for Veteran Families Program, or SSVF. SSVF grantees are authorized to use the funds to rapidly rehouse veterans who become homeless or to prevent veterans from becoming homeless. SSVF grantees are in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Through partnerships with VA and community programs, SSVF provides eligible veteran families with outreach, case management, and assistance obtaining VA and other benefits, which can include health care, financial planning, child care, legal and fiduciary payee assistance, transportation, housing, counseling, and other services. Helping veterans in need of permanent housing remains a critical priority for VA. In fiscal year 2020, VA served 112,000 participants, including over 77,000 veterans and almost 20,000 children through the SSVF program. This year's grant recipients successfully competed under the Notice of Fund Availability published November 19th of last year. And the funding will support SSVF services from October 1st of 2021 through September 30th, 2022, or fiscal year 2022. There's a website you can go to learn about the SSVF program. And I also found that Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, or MACV, who provides assistance with veterans at risk of homelessness here in Minnesota, received just shy of $3 million of this SSVF funds for fiscal year 22. So it's a nice little bump in aiding local veterans to prevent homelessness or get them housing assistance. So more information on this, you can contact our office. And, of course, the Veterans Linkage Line is available as well.
And you have that number handy.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. I like how you lay it out for
me. Just in case you have a
brain fade or something. That,
my friend Justin Case, he's a good guy.
That's right.
And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Yep. Regular hours this week?
Regular hours this week, but I'll be in and out of meetings, so it's better to call ahead just to make sure I'll be around and check my schedule. But feel free to call or stop by and see what we can do for you.
Sounds good. Of course, we invite everybody to come over to Madison. We got a lot of things going on this weekend. We'll have the
Stinker Days and Dragon Fest.
Yeah, Double Junior Legion, of course, providing the colors for the parade. Mm-hmm. That's a 48 box car will be in there. That's Saturday morning at 10:30 parade.
That's an awfully early parade.
Yeah, so we can get that out of the way, and people can get off to their reunion activities and all kinds of other stuff going on in the afternoon. So. And that way, if the day is hot, it'll be nice and cooler for the parade.
So. It's supposed to be in the upper 80s, last I checked.
Shouldn't be too bad.
Nah.
All right. So come on over for that, and we'll see you again next week, which is on my birthday, by the way. Just thought I'd point that out in case people want to send cards and money or anything like that.
Or cake.
Yeah, we'll take cake too.
Cake is always good on your birthday.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe we'll have some cake here for you.
I'll hold you to
all
that.
Right. We'll see you next.
Tempting a big guy with cake, so.
We'll see what happens. Thanks, Josh. See you
Thank
next
you.
Week.
Yep.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.